right, Steve, so you're over in the motherland to do Family Feud, the Family Feud version. Yeah,
Second season.
Yeah. And as everybody know, this is a business move because I'm not just over here doing it just
for
to
fun.
Be doing TV.
Yeah.
I bought the international rights to Family Feud.
Big business.
Yeah.
And so I'm over here as the, you know, owner, producer of the show.
And star. Don't forget star.
Yeah, well, yeah. I got to do
host.
That. But it's just, I really want to say to everybody to look into it that's listening to me. Look, I know you're going to, the price of the tickets are expensive, I know, but there's deals everywhere. And I'm going to be working as soon as things get back open with the tourism board over here in South Africa to put together some packages. I've been to Ghana. I have some things available to do in Ghana, as well as Botswana. But I want every African-American to put this on your list of places to go. And I want you to put this on the top of the list because this is home. I cannot describe to you the feeling that you will have when you come here. I can't even tell you what it's like. The morning show we went once before.
Yes, went to South Africa. Yes, sir.
You know. And I want every African American to know what it feels like to wake up and not be a minority. I want you to know that. I want you to see what it feels like to walk past all the police and you don't have to tighten up. I want black men to know what it feels like to be in a car and see policemen and not tighten up. Now, at first, you're going to tighten up because it's innately
it's
in us.
Like,
I automatically, when I see police cars, I get it. Like, even if one pull up next to me and I'm in my car, for some reason, just over the years, and I'm just being honest, I tighten up. They might wave and say hello, but I tighten up anyway, you know.
To just be over there and not have people look at you for the and judge you for the color of your
skin. It's
so
amazing.
You're saying.
Right. And then to see cities like Cape Town and Durban and Botswana. I mean, I'm just talking about in South Africa. And how forward they are. You know, now this ain't Vegas. You know, not every hotel is opulent, but they got really, really, really nice hotels over here. All the major chains are here. It's not what you've been told it is. You can come over here and shop. They got fashion malls with all the fashion houses in it. They have everything. You know, you want to go to Louis Vuitton, you can go to Louis Vuitton. But if you want to really go and enjoy, come over here and culturally shop. Go to the villages and the areas that they have where you can buy things of the culture. Don't come over here to eat at McDonald's and buy no damn Louis Vuitton. Come over here and participate in the culture. You will love it. You will absolutely love it. Please, everybody, put it on your bucket list.
Absolutely.
All right, Steve.
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you. Coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, closing arguments today at the Derek Chauvin trial. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.